Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Doing the chapter on Khawf, Babul Khawfi, the chapter on having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explained that this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many a times, often it is born out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person, when he loves someone intensely, then his desire is such that I mustn't say anything, I mustn't do anything that will displease the beloved. So similarly, when a person has great love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she does is a very careful that does not disobey. He does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not do anything that will cause him to displease his Allah. He's so careful that, my Allah, I mustn't do anything that will displease him. So this is one of the things that is born out of love. So we shouldn't think that a person having khawf, a person having fear is a bad thing. Actually, it's a thing that is very, very good. Therefore, one dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. O Allah, grant me so much of your fear. In other words, not excessive fear. When I explained, we explained yesterday, a person has excessive fear, then his behavior patterns also go off. His thinking and his mindset also changes. Like on a day of Qiyamah, people will have excessive fear. And because of the excessive fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You will see people as though they are drunk. Sukara is to be drunk. The person is drunk, he goes this way, he goes that way. He doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what he's saying. People will appear to be like that, like they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. Allah is saying they're not drunk. They haven't taken any intoxicant. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah on that day will be very, very severe. So because of that fear, people will behave like that. So look at the beauty of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatika. Allah, give me so much fear. In other words, not excessive fear. Give me so much fear. Ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatika. First part of dua, iqsim lana. In other words, Allah, give me a portion of the fear. Don't give me excessive. Give me a small portion. But how much, what portion, how much, or what prescription of the portion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatika. That portion that is sufficient to come between me and your disobedience. Allah, give me that amount of fear. Not so much of fear that the person's mind goes, but that amount of fear where it comes between me and your disobedience. So this is the amount of fear that is required for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that anything that will displease Allah ta'ala must be a means of us staying away from it. We don't have to ask too much, don't have to think too much, but if this thing is going to cause me to displease my Allah, if I'm going to see something, if I'm going to go to a place, or I'm going to witness something, or there's, for example, there's a function that is taking place where there's intermingling, there's photography. If I'm going to go there, definitely I'm going to displease my Allah. So I don't go there. I got that amount of fear of Allah Ta'ala that will come between me and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm tempted towards talking to a ghair mahram woman now, but that is going to cause me to displease my Allah. So I stay away from there. And that amount of fear comes in between. Like that, any type of guna, cheating, defrauding in business, being dishonest in business, that fear comes between me and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what is desired under khawf, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we'll do two ayat that show us that what rewards Allah ta'ala has kept for having this khawf, this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Allah ta'ala says, the one who feared standing before his Allah, his sustainer, shall have two jannats, shall have two gardens. The translation of jannat is, as we know, is paradise. Sometimes it's translated as a garden also. But Allah Ta'ala will give a person two jannats. For who? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. That person who feared standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew that a day would come where I'll have to answer before my Allah. So he had that fear that I'll have to answer before my Allah. Allah Ta'ala won't give that person one jannat. Jannatan, he'll get two jannats. Look at the benefits of having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضِهِ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ. In Surah Tur, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the jannatis. When people reach jannat, and now they're having a discussion. Remember, in this world, nobody can brag about how much he achieved. Whether a person has become a Hafiz al-Quran, when he has become an Alim, when he has become a Sheikh al-Hadith, nobody can brag about where he is. Allah Ta'ala wants, person can drop tomorrow. As far as his achievements, dini achievements are concerned, Nobody can brag about his wealth also. If Allah Ta'ala wants it, wealth can be lost. The value of that wealth also can be lost overnight. But in Jannat is one place now where people have reached. And now you, a person who wants to brag, so to speak, brag, inverted commas. In other words, talk about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala allowed us to achieve so much. In Jannat now that can be spoken. Why? There is no chance that a person is going to fall. There is no chance that a person can lose everything. It is given to a person in Jannat, and it is there to stay. Whatever has been achieved, now that is a true achievement. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the Jannatis, and now they are talking about their achievements, what we have achieved. In other words, they made effort in this world with the hope that Allah Ta'ala will grant them that reward. Now when they receive that reward, now they are discussing about their achievements. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Tur, they will face each other asking questions. The Jannatis facing each other will ask questions. One thing we learn from here is when you're speaking to somebody, this is the adab of speaking to somebody, is face the person. In other words, don't shout from behind his back, scream from somewhere else, face the person. So they will face each other amongst, so Allah Ta'ala says, they will face each other asking questions. They will say, before this we were fearful amongst our families. We are fearful, we had the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Before this, referring to the dunya. That we were fearful, we had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst our families. However, Allah Ta'ala was gracious to us and saved us from the punishment of the scorching wind. We had fear for that scorching wind, that punishment of Jahannam. We had that fear, and now in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala saved us. So now you can talk about your achievements. Before this, we used to call out to Him. He is certainly kind, most merciful. Before this, we would call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna kunna min qablu nad'uuh, innahu huwal barru rahim. Now the kindness, the clemency, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala comes to its fore, and the Jannatis are witnessing this. So now they are recollecting. We would call out, we would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would cry out to Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely, we would say that Allah is ghafurur rahim, we would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is barrur rahim, we would say these things. Now we are seeing it in front of our eyes after the Jannatis have got into Jannat. Can you imagine what a beautiful moment that will be? Where the achievement is a real achievement, no chance, not even 1% of losing it after a person enters into Jannat. So this is the benefit of having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to have that correct amount, that correct dosage of fear, so that it prevents us from any type of guna and going towards any type of guna. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.